Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
cells at long range.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Texas-born country artist Doug Bruce now lives in Australia and is enjoying a successful music career there. He's here for his second visit to In the Country, this time to talk about his new CD entitled A Good Place and to share some songs from it. A big In the Country welcome to Doug Bruce. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dave. Glad to be back.
Yeah, great to have you back on all the way from Bendigo, Australia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Bendigo. Yeah, it's Bendigo.
Bendigo, that's
close
what
enough.
I meant to say. Now, you're here for a great reason, of course, the brand new CD called A Good Place, and I've had a chance to listen to it several times, and there's a real good collection of songs on here, and it's, again, got that real country sound to it. Obviously, that's what you were aiming for on this album.
Yeah, I try to put something on each album, a little something for everyone, and this one was, I try to hang on to the country feel, but some of the songs have a bit more of a contemporary country sound to them, and that's just because I wanted to spread my wings a little bit this time and try to, have a little bit more of a selection, more to choose from everybody. So.
Sure. And this is another one like your previous one that you produced and did so at, as I remember you telling me last time, right on your property, quite a big area called Shoe Fly Studios.
Yeah, it's a large, big old shed that we converted into a studio, and I've had help from one of the legendary producers here in Australia by the name of David Briggs, who used to play in the Little River Band. He wrote some of their hits, and he now teaches applied acoustics, and he's built so many studios, and he does all my mastering, and he came up on a weekend, had a look, and said, yes, you should do this and this and that, and that's what we did, and here we are.
Well, that's great to have someone like that who knows exactly how things should sound and what should be done to make them sound that way.
Mm.
Now, you picked for your CD, of course, songs that you have written, and there's also some outside songs. Can you talk about, how many outside songs you'll listen to before choosing ones for the collection?
Yeah, well, normally, this is the only time I've ever recorded outside songs. I normally write all the songs. Any time that I record, the last couple of CDs that I've done were all my material. And this time, because when I lived in Nashville, I met Bill Shore briefly, who wrote or co-wrote some of the songs on this latest CD, and we actually co-wrote the title track, Good Place for Love, and I met him briefly when I was in Nashville, but at the time I was a drummer, and so I never really concentrated too much on the writing, and when I was doing this album, a lot of times I get stuck in a rut about what I'm writing about, and then a lot of the songs kind of tend to be same-ish, so I thought, well, I'll see if I can do something different. And I remembered that we demoed one of the songs on the album that ended up on my album, Having What You Want, was actually one of Bill's songs that a friend of mine and I demoed in Nashville, and I always loved that song. And so I contacted Bill and asked him if it would be possible to cut that song. And he said, yeah, happy to. And I said, well, maybe we could write together. And so we ended up writing that song. And he said, you need anything else? And I said, well, send some songs through, and I'll have a listen and just see if there's anything that I think will sit well within what I'm doing. And so
right.
I did. He sent me some songs, and, we had a listen, and the ones that ended up on the album were the ones that I really thought, you know, a couple of the songs I thought, well, it'll be a bit of a stretch for me to see if I can really do it. So I really kind of challenged myself a bit. But I think, you know, they came out pretty well, having been the first time that I've done somebody else's songs. So.
Yeah, there's another great song that he had a hand in writing called Lost Weekend, Bill Shore I'm referring to, and that's a great one on there as well.
Yeah, it was Bill Shore and David Wills and Gabe Garcia. And
yes.
That song was actually, Gabe Garcia did that song on Nashville Star. And
right,
I
remember.
I didn't know that before I cut it. I only found that after we recorded it. I thought, you know, maybe I should look into that. But anyway, you know, I've had a few people recognize it, but it's still a great song. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember Gabe from Nashville Star. I think he went pretty far in the competition.
It is.
Now, that's a great song. Another one here, we've got a great country hook to it that you wrote yourself, Doug, is called The Bed You Lied In. It's a great wordplay there.
Yeah, I was hoping people would get it, because if you don't, it just sounds like bad grammar.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you for a moment. But as you listen to it, yeah, it's a great hook, and that's what so many great country songs have going for them, is that play on words. In this case, of course, Bed You Lied Down In and also Told a Lie In, and hence the title. Now, there's a duet on here as well, and I was mentioning to you before we came on air, that is just beautiful, called Close Enough. It's a bonus track on the CD, and you sing it with Amber Joy Poulton. Do you want to talk about working with her?
Well, Amber was, I think it was 2009, finalist in the Star Maker competition, which is a competition that happens at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, which is Australia's version of like the Nashville CMA Festival and all that. And I think Keith Urban won it one year, and there's a lot of the people who win that go on to become quite successful. And she was a top 12 finalist, and she approached me one year at Tamworth. She had heard that I had a studio and that I wrote a lot of traditional type music, and she actually does a Loretta Lynn tribute show with her band, and she was interested in doing an album, so she came over on a weekend and wrote some. We wrote every song that ended up on her album, produced an album for her, and she's been doing really well with that. And when we wrote that album, we needed one more song, and I said, well, look, I've got this song, make a good duet. Just been laying here collecting dust, not doing anything, can't find the right person to sing it. Let's have a go and see what it sounds like. And so we sang it a couple times, and it was beautiful. She suited it perfectly, and so we ended up recording it, and it ended up on her album. And then I thought, well, you know, we'll put it on my album as a bonus track. And everybody's really enjoyed that song, and she's just a delight to work with. I mean, really easy in the studio. And we've done a few live shows together since, and she just nails it every time. She's got a fantastic voice, very nice, you know, lovely personality. She's a lovely lady, and you know, just easy to be around.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Yeah, it's a beautiful song. It's sort of a traditional country ballad, and, yeah, it's a beautiful performance altogether. Now, your group that you perform with, your band is called the Tailgaters.
Tailgaters. They're a great bunch of guys. Don't tell them I said that, though.
They might want more pay.
That's right.
Now, you guys had a CD release party, I understand, in the middle of September. A great chance to play all the songs. And what was the feedback like there with you and the band performing?
It's great. We've really been fortunate to have a lot of people jumping on the wagon, so to speak. When we did the CD launch down at in Melbourne, one of the great venues down there, and we had a great response. We had a big turnout, which I wasn't sure we'd have anybody show up, because it just happened to be the same night when we booked the show. And we didn't realize that it was the same night that Tim McGraw was going to be in Melbourne. A lot of, you know, country music in Australia is not quite as big as it is in Canada and America, so you have a selective crowd that goes to country music and listens to country music. So we thought, oh, well, we're going to lose them all. We might have, you know, 5 or 10, but they showed up, and we had a full house. and we were quite surprised and very happy and relieved. And we had a young lady come along as our guest by the name of Courtney Conway, and I reckon she's going to be all over the place, at least in Australia, like a bad smell before long. She's got a nice little song on the video channel now called Girly Girl, and she's a lovely little lady, and we had her along as a guest and had a good time. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll look for her on the internet for sure over here. It's Courtney Conway?
Courtney Conway, yep. Girly Girl.
Perfect. Now let's turn to the CD we're talking about here. The CD is called A Good Place, and the first track on it, which we're going to share, is called Good Place for Love, which you wrote with Bill Shore. Do you want to talk about the inspiration behind the song, Doug, and then we'll share it with everyone?
Yeah, the song actually, I think it took on two or three different inceptions, really. It started off as one thing and ended up another, but you know, I had most of it written. I think I needed a bridge and a chorus. I thought I needed a bridge and a chorus, and some of the lines just needed polishing up. And so when I contacted Bill and said, "Look, I've got this one. I'll send it to you. Can you see what you think?" And he just sent me back his 2 cents worth, and it eventually just kind of evolved into what it is. And you know, I think it's just kind of, as far as inspiration, it's just kind of a, I don't know, it's just kind of where I am now, you know. I've had a lot of bad times, a lot of good times, and I think I'm in the best time that I've ever been in my life now. And I think that's kind of where I got the inspiration for that song.
This is country artist Doug Bruce on the line with us from Australia, and Good Place for Love.
This looks like a good place for love. Baby, there's you and me. Girl, that's all we need to build a tomorrow just for us underneath the stars above. This looks like a good place for love. I've been up and I've been down a thousand roads, but never found someone I could give all my love to. Lost like a lonely wind, always hoping in the end my heart would know when I found you. This looks like a good place for love. Baby, there's you and me. Girl, that's all we need to build a tomorrow just for us underneath the stars above. This looks like a good place for love. Walking through this life together, by your side forever, is the one place on earth I want to be. And I can't tell you how, but I promise you right now, I can hear your heart telling me. This looks like a good place for love. Baby, there's you and me. Girl, that's all we need to build a tomorrow just for us underneath the stars above. This looks like a good place for love. This looks like a good place for love. Baby, there's you and me. Girl, that's all we need to build a tomorrow just for us underneath the stars above. This looks like a good place for love. Let's build a tomorrow just for us underneath the stars above. This looks like a good place. We found a good place. This is a good place for love.
based in Aubrey, Texas, now living in Bendigo, Australia, if I've said that correctly. That is Doug Bruce, and it's the title track to his current CD, Good Place for Love. The CD actually is called A Good Place, and we're here talking all about it right now. And by the way, you can head over to dougbruce.com.au, the AU, of course, for Australia, and that is Doug's website. You can check out and catch up on all his latest news and so forth. Now, Doug, I was reading a review of the CD, and the reviewer was comparing your voice to that of Alan Jackson's in some cases.
Surprise, surprise. I get that all the time. I'm not sure if it's if I actually sound like him or if it's just the twang, if it's the American twang, because a lot of being in Australia, if I were in the States or in Canada, I would sound just like anybody else, I think. But over here, because I have that twang, it's just it's different.
Right, it probably stands out more to them. But it also, yeah, your voice in certain songs, especially, obviously, it's traditional stuff, and there's that kind of Jackson tone to your voice.
Yeah, it probably has kind of the same kind of timbre.
Yeah.
But, I don't try to sound like Alan Jackson. It just seems to happen that way.
Now, I found this fascinating. Your dad, Dale Bruce, was a bass player, and he toured with the likes of Red Steagall and Johnny Duncan.
Yeah, he was with Red for a number of years, and he was on, I think he was with Johnny Duncan for maybe about a year or less, and then he went back to Red. But he toured all over the world. He was actually in Australia, toured in Australia in 1979, and that's where I got my affinity for Australia. I never thought I would end up here, but he brought back the photos and the funny shaped coins and gave me all the stories and that. And so I always had always wanted to come to Australia and visit, but I never thought I would end up living here. It just takes one special person, and there you go.
And now you're there with that special person who's your wife, and you have a couple of children now?
Yeah, we got two, just turned 4 and 6, two boys, and I think they're probably bitten with the music bug, but time will tell. I'm hoping they'll do anything with that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, definitely when it's surrounding them as, you know, as I guess it surrounded you with your dad, that tends to run in the family.
Yeah, well, I reckon they'll grow up the same way, you know. They'll always have music around. They'll always be hearing what I'm doing, but they'll make their own path. So.
Sure. Now, another family member I was reading about, this is quite amazing, too, your uncle, Buddy Bruce, he wrote songs for Red Solvine and Minnie Pearl. That is amazing.
Yeah, he did. He had a couple of cuts with Red Solvine. He had one with Red Solvine, one with Minnie Pearl, and he actually had a song. He's probably one of the greatest unsung writers of our time, I believe, because, you know, he's got all these songs sitting around that nobody's ever heard, and those are the only two cuts that by major artists that he ever had, and he did have one song called Keeping Up with the Joneses back when George Jones was just kind of getting his go and getting his start, and George heard that song and he wanted to record it. But back in those days, it was a little different, you know. Nowadays, if you write a song and an artist wants to cut it, they want to put their name on it, whether they had anything to do with it or not. And so George wanted to do that back then. He said, you know, I want a bit of the writing. And I'm not sure
right.
if he wanted to add something to it or what. But unfortunately, Buddy said, no, it's my song. You're not going to do that. And it never got cut. So hindsight being 2020. You know, he probably would have if he had to do over again. He probably would have been a well-known songwriter, but,
yes.
The way things happen.
It's one of those things in a very similar story with Dolly Parton, not giving some publishing to Elvis Presley to record I Will Always Love You, and so he ended up not recording it.
Yeah, this just happens all the time, you know. I mean, you know, more power to them, you know, for sticking to their guns, but, you know, I reckon... Sometimes you think about, you know, if I had somebody approach me and wanted me to do that, I'm afraid that, you know, it would be a very difficult decision because, you know, if you want to play the game, you got to get off the bench.
Yeah, exactly. You, on one hand, you want your credibility, but on the other hand, you got to get into the game, so you bend a bit at times.
That's right.
Now, back in Yeah, back in 2009, Doug, you won Best Male Vocalist at the Tamworth Independent Artist Recognition Awards. That must have been a pretty big thrill and also a good boost to your confidence to be welcomed over there like that from in Australia.
I'll tell you, it was. It was. It was quite a surprise, really. I wasn't expecting that at all. You know, I thought, well, I'll put this album out there, and you know, my wife pretty much manages everything that I do. I mean, she's behind the scenes. I go out and sing, and she makes sure everything else is happening smoothly. And she's the one who enters me in all these awards and things. And she did that time. I said, well, look, we're not even going to get a mention. I'm just kind of, you know, it's my first full album, and I'm just kind of starting to get my head out there. Nobody's going to know who I am. There's no chance, and don't worry about it. You know, just, she says, oh, well, you know, at least you'll get, you know, people will see your name. All right, fine. And so I was sitting up in the nosebleed section that night. No intention of having to walk down there to get the award. You know, just, oh, well, I'll, you know, clap for whoever wins it, and then I'll go play my gig. And then they called my name. I nearly fell out of my chair. I couldn't believe it. I said, you're kidding me. And so I went down there and totally unprepared. And it was quite an exciting time.
That's awesome. Now, the new CD, A Good Place, where can our listeners order that from on the Internet?
Well, you can order it from cdbaby.com. They've got a few of them. They've got plenty of them. And you can even send me an email at doug@dougbruce.com.au, and we can send you one directly. Or that's probably the easiest way on the other side
sure.
of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
CDBaby.com, yeah, that's the best one.
Okay, great. And if all else fails, they can Google Doug Bruce, and they'll find all the different sites you've got going, Facebook and your main site, of course. Now let's turn back to the music from the CD. This is a really cool song. I like the changes in it, the tempo changes in it. It's called Honky Tonk Shoes. Do you want to talk, Doug, about the writing of this one you wrote yourself, and any inspiration behind it?
Yeah, just it was just one of those songs. I wanted a really good, good old honky tonk kind of, you know, song, and a good dancing song. And so I just thought about, you know, all the honky tonks that I used to play in, and interesting people that I've met along the way, and all the things that happen when you're hanging out with your friends. And it actually, I think it started out, the name changed three or four times, and the lyric changed three or four times, but it ended up, the lyric finally got settled in, and I was having trouble with, you know, should it be a shuffle, or should it be, you know, quarter time, two quarter time, or should it be 4/4, or what? And in the end, I just kind of mixed it up and made it all three.
Haven't heard a song that I can recall that changes tempos the way this one does, which really makes it stand out nicely.
Yeah, it's you know, I was sitting around playing with it, and just playing it on the guitar, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to do, and it was just a standard, you know, shuffle, and I started playing around with that tempo change, and the wife walked in the studio, and she said, what are you doing? I said, well, have a listen and see what you think. And she said, yep, that's the way you got to do it. And I said, all right, well, let's solve that problem. So, so it ended up that way, and yeah, it's been, people have been really responsive to that one. They've get a lot of comments on that song.
Well, let's share it now. This is country artist Doug Bruce on the line with us from Australia, from his brand new CD, A Good Place. This is Honky Tonk Shoes here on In the Country.
I'm gonna buy everyone in here a beer so I won't have to drink alone. I'll have a room full of new best friends at least until the night is gone. I'll have a barmaid light my cigarettes, lose all my money on a game of pool. Lord, I always seem to have a good time when I'm wearing my honky-tonk shoes. I'll order up another round of beer and reminisce until we're all in tears. Tell the band to play a country song, one that we can all sing along. If my drinking buddy hits the floor, I'll prop him up next to those next to those swinging doors. Try my best not to lose my cool when I'm wearing my honky tonk.
Doug Bruce, and that is Honky Tonk Shoes. Now, your music has been described as stone cold country, Doug, and I guess evidence right there.
Yeah, I guess that would be. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Neo-traditionalist, had a few monikers added to me.
Yeah, and as you said, you've also got contemporary stuff in there as well, so there's a real good mixture on the CD of music for all country fans, fans of the traditional stuff and also of newer country.
Yeah, well, I draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, people like George Jones and Merle Haggard, of course, and all those. But I also, you know, I love what people like Eric Church and Dirk Bentley and Trace Adkins, I love what all those guys are doing, and so I kind of try and mix them all together.
What about cover songs, Doug? Can you think of maybe your favorite couple of them that you enjoy performing when you and the band are out doing the live show?
Cover songs? Randy Houser is one of my favorites as well, and we do Boots On. That's what we always close our show with, and we love playing that song. And
nice song, yeah.
Almost out of my range. And, of course, Eric Church, we do a few of his, but we do like to do Guys Like Me, and, you know, that's a great, great song.
And
I just love that kind of stuff.
That's terrific. We've been talking with Doug Bruce. He is on the line from now. Do I have this right? Is it Bendigo, Australia?
Bendigo, yeah, that's it.
Bendigo, Australia, perfect. Originally from Texas, as we can hear with his accent. The CD is called A Good Place, and you can head to dougbruce.com.au and find details on how to order the CD. Thanks so much for being on the show, Doug, and sharing the great music, and all the best with the new CD.
Thanks, Ed. Dave, thanks for having me. It's great to be back, and look forward to talking to you again sometime.
That sounds good. Look forward to it. Once again, my guest has been country artist Doug Bruce. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country. Waiting here for you.